These kids have been working their tails off for the last couple of days, haven't they?
Yeah, these ones, the kids I brought over with me, they've all showed all day, and a lot of them have shown for 2 days, so, yep.
And some of them aren't done yet, are they?
Tomorrow we have round robin showmanship, master showmanship, the winners that won in each senior and junior division. We have a fitting contest in the morning, and then premium showcases tomorrow night.
That's the big one, right?
That's a
biggie, you betcha. All right, this young man, I know a lot of these kids. Somebody just ask them what their names are. Come here, man. Come here, sir. What's your name?
Jed Brooks.
How the heck are you, man?
Good.
So this guy is kind of a veteran at a young age, Donnie, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. This is just the fun side of what Jed does every day.
Yeah. All right, man. What have you been doing over here as far as you're showing your animals? What are you doing?
I got grand champion with my market steer today.
Awesome. That's terrific. That's the big prize you wanted, right?
Yep.
What else is going on? Anything else?
I showed pigs.
Pigs. Anything else?
Nope.
You really have to take a lot of time once again with your animals before the fair starts, don't you?
Yep.
Like what's your daily day look like with working with your you're up at the early morning and going till late hours, is that right?
Yep.
And what feeding them, taking care of them, give us some other stuff. What you do?
Comb them, give them a bath, blow dry them.
Do you have names?
My calf's name is Tank.
Tank, okay.
Tell him how much your calf weighs.
How much your calf weigh?
1,536.
1,536 pounds? Wow, that's no wonder you're calling him Tank, huh?
Yep.
Is that one of the biggest ones you've ever had?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Nice job, young man. How old are you now?
About to turn 11.
Just turned 11. How about that? Holy smokes. Nice job, man.
Thanks.
You bet. Wow, 11. He's got a long years to go, doesn't he, Don?
Yes, he does. Yes, we got a group of about that age of kids, 8, 9, 10-year-olds in there. We probably have 30, 40 kids that show livestock just in that age group. So.
That's cool. That's terrific. This guy's taller than me, man. I'm looking up. What's your name, sir?
Wyatt Benish.
How the heck? I just saw Mom just walk past here a little bit ago. I said, why aren't you? Oh, yeah, she took the week off. She always takes a week off, doesn't she?
Yep. All right,
what have you been doing the last couple of days?
Watching my calves, running around the fair.
And results? Are getting good results?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I got a purple and a blue, so.
When it comes, I'm glad you brought up the ribbons. What, for folks that don't know out there, what's the color ribbons you want to get?
You want to get a grand champion or a reserve champion, but a purple's the third best, and then a blue's the fourth best.
Still not too bad, right?
No.
Do you have anything else coming up now?
I don't. Got the premium sale tomorrow, and then we go home Sunday.
Are you going to have anything for state fair coming up?
I am not. No.
Just a county fair and that's it, huh?
Yep.
And then it's get ready for school.
Yep.
And you're excited about that, right?
Nope.
Not a chance. All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
You betcha. All right, next in line, young lady. Come on over here. She looks so excited. What's your name?
Amaya.
What? How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
9 years old. Tell us about your last couple of days here at the Red Willow County Fair.
Well, on Wednesday, I showed my rabbit. I got a red ribbon. I got placed in first place for bucks. And today I show my steer twice, and tomorrow I'll do the premium show.
You've been busy the last couple of days, haven't you?
And I showed a horse 2 times. This is my first year. When I showed my steer, I went against older kids because they were going off by the weights.
What's your rabbit's name?
Storm.
And what kind of rabbit is it?
It's a mini Bluck. Blue.
So you have a lot of fun getting your rabbits ready for county fair, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Anything else coming up? Tomorrow or?
No.
Are you doing anything at state fair?
Probably not this year.
But in the future, that's something you'll probably look into a little bit more, right?
Yeah.
Are you ready for school start?
No.
That's another no. I was wondering how many gnomes I'm going to get here. So what grade are you going to be in?
I'm going to be in Central 4th.
4th grade at Central. Nice job. Thank you very much for talking. You did a great job. First radio gig right here. It was your first time, right?
It did. Yeah.
First of many. You got a lot of them down the line, okay?
Thanks.
Nice job. You betcha. All right, next in line.
Don't run away.
What's your name, young lady?
Abby Sedlacek.
Yes, I know this young lady. How's your last couple of days been going?
Pretty good. On and off, it's been pretty good. Not too hot, which is very great.
Yes, yes. What animals you got going right now?
I have two goats and a dairy heifer.
And results, how have they been?
I got a couple purples, one blue, and one red.
Pretty satisfied?
Yeah, except for the red, pretty good.
Red's not so hot, but still, it's been fun getting ready for the county fair, hasn't it?
Yes, very good process.
Do you have anything else coming up now?
Just school.
Nothing else the rest of the weekend here at county fair?
Nope, just the premium sale tomorrow, and then I'm done.
You having fun doing this at 4-H and everything you love? Yeah, you've been doing it for a long time?
Yes, I've been doing it for a very long time, but I don't get sick of it. It's very just fun for me.
That's terrific. And I'll ask you, are you ready for school?
No.
Another big no, and an infatuated no that time. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice job. All right, we got one more young man here. What's your name, sir?
Sterling.
And where are you from?
Curtis.
Curtis, all right. Tell us about your animals. What have you been doing the last couple of days?
I showed two calves today.
What's your calves' names?
I haven't named them yet.
You haven't got names. Okay, still working on that, right? A little bit? And it takes a lot to with your calves from day to day and getting them clean and stuff like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you just kind of beginning this a little bit? Is this your first year doing it or second year?
First
year. You kind of like it, right?
Yeah. And I've also showed a horse a couple times.
What's your horse's name?
Star.
Very good. You've probably been riding horses for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah.
I bet so. Anything coming up tomorrow?
The premium sale.
You're looking forward to that?
Yeah.
This kid's got a bright future, doesn't he, Donna?
Yes, they do. They all do.
Yeah, no question about it. Think, what grade are you going to be up in, Curtis?
Third.
Third grader. Wow. Wow. Nice job, young man. Thank you very much for talking to us. Nice job. Kids did great, are doing great, and you got to be proud of them, aren't you?
Yes, I'm very proud of them. Some of these are second-generation kids, and their parents were 4-H'ers from 8 to 18, so it's coming back around, and they're going to be a strong bunch of kids.
So do you ever say, I remember when your dad or your mom was back in the 4-H days, and just say, oh, you taught my mom and dad? But you did, didn't you?
Yeah. Yes, I did. So
thank you so much. What's going on tomorrow? Let's set the stage for folks.
Fitting contest is tomorrow morning at 9. And it's an optional thing. They can sign up for that, just kind of a fun event. And then Master Showmanship, which is the grand champion in each species of animal, go in and compete for overall showman. And they'll have to show all the species of animals. So that'll be then. And then the premium showcase starts at 5 that tomorrow evening.
5 o'clock coming up tomorrow. And that place will be packed over on the far side, won't it?
Yes, it'll be packed, and kids look forward to it. Sponsors, we appreciate all the sponsorship there is. It's been wonderful. We've had people provide water all day for us and popsicles and for the kids. And community does a great job of supporting the 4-H program. So
stay hydrated is the key to all this, isn't it?
Yes, and then we have some livestock exhibitors that will go down. We'll exhibit at State Fair. That their entries have to be in by August 10th. Just sign up for it. And then, like, the week of the 20th of August, we'll take static exhibits that are in the 4-H building that were chosen in there. We'll take those down. And then the first weekend of State Fair is 4-H weekend.
Okay.
And that's when their shows are. So.
And by the way, folks, when they come in, a lot of the animals are in the building down here with the ribbons and the awards and their names on. Is that right?
They should have their ribbon stickers on their stalls. Okay. Championship signs, of course, have hung up. They've hung those up if they won a championship. But the others probably have put ribbon stickers on.
Thank you for coming by.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking us to come over.
She's holding up. She got two more days. And rocket launch on Sunday afternoon. Are you taking Monday off?
And trap shoot Monday night.
Okay.
So.
Are you taking Tuesday off?
Yes.
Thanks, Don. Appreciate it.